You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Okay, I'll say first, go ETH. Go ETH.
Go ETH.
Go ETH. We're always optimistic, so we're going to enter into every single time, go ETH. Long-term hold, go ETH. Range trading, go ETH.
It's always
go ETH. Okay, happy Taco Tuesday. And my new thing now is happy Matcha Tuesday. Maybe I should do Matcha Mondays, but hey.
Matcha's good every day.
I'm still on this matcha kick, so... But I have to do the sugar-free version because the sugar just kicks my butt. Like, so I do the sugar-free matcha version of it. But I'm on this matcha kick, which is good and bad because it is 6 p.m. and I'm drinking matcha. Which means it's great because I've been working crazy hours late at night till like 12 or 2 o'clock in the morning, waking up at 6 or 7. What else is new? Like, this
Nothing.
Is just my
Nothing's
life.
New.
This is just my life now. But the matcha is like an extra kick, obviously. And normally I just don't do caffeine past 10 a.m., but I'm on this like matcha kick. And the thing is like everybody that's on the different teams of the developers, they're all over the world. And for me to coordinate my devs, I have to be up at 12 a.m. because those are the overlap times that all of them are awake. And it's when I'm supposed to be sleeping. I'm like, excuse me, can y'all just change your time zones to me and I'd be greatly appreciated. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. But I'm traveling all the time anyway, so we don't know what time zone I'm in anyway. So we always go by Pacific Standard.
It's the normal Pacific Standard time.
Right. So, and then... I mean, I'm traveling all over the world, so I get to like work all day and all night and then look out the window and see beautiful water and palm trees wherever I am most of the time, 99.9% of the time. And that's what I see now, but it's dark because the time change. Yeah, the time change. So it's dark out, but I didn't even get to peep outside and get fresh air. It was like, smells so good. It's so beautiful. It smells wonderful. And then this week... We're going to be in F1, so I'm going to be in F1. So Vegas is having F1 races. I went to it last year, and it was amazing. They block off all of the blocks, and the cars race throughout, like, the strip. They race behind the strip, near the sphere, over through the hotels. Like, it's all blocked off with stadiums. And I got to drive on it last week with my car. It was, like, amazing. Like, I was really excited. I think I talked about it, but...
Yeah. Still,
like, driving down the road, and like, I'm on an F1 racetrack right now. You know, that's kind of exciting.
I think that's a dream for most, me included. I want to be able to drive down the strip, see all the lights on the sides, like, the spotlights, and see, like, an empty road in front of me. I know it wasn't empty for you, but oh my God, the feeling of being in those barriers and driving down that road. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a blast. And so it'll be fun too, like going to Japan to see it. And then Miami has it. And then the other one I want to go to is Monte Carlo, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I was trying to do it this year actually, but we anticipate we'll be doing it really soon because our goal is to have Dragon sponsored on F1. That's like our manifestation wish list that we're aiming towards, right? Because right now you see different companies in F1 sponsoring F1, and it's broadcast all over the world and everybody knows who F1 is. Like, if you pick a sport, like, you'll pick football or baseball or soccer or basketball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone's dedicated to their one team. So if their one team is playing, they'll watch it. But F1, everybody watches F1. Well, everybody that loves cars watches F1. I guess I'll put it that way.
And we're car people. We love cars.
We love cars.
Hearing the sounds of those engines race down and right in front of you.
That was the best part.
Oh, my God. I can't forget it. I can't forget that.
Yeah, that was the best part. Like, walking down the strip. And so if you walk down the strip while the races are live, they have concrete barriers. So obviously it doesn't hit the people. So the concrete barriers. And then they have those big, like, mesh up. So you can't necessarily, like, look in. You can see the cars as they zoom by. You can hear them on the strip. Like you're walking down, you can just hear them go right by you. So if you don't have tickets and you can't like officially watch the races, you can walk down the strip and like hear the cars and hear the excitement. And like that's the greatest feeling too, like hearing that engine and the
Oh
roar
my
when it goes
God.
by you and how fast it goes. But I got to see it live last year. I got Smoke and Dill. So right now tickets are crazy, but if you wait until it's time of the event, just like any event, I'm a travel hacker, I'm a VIP hacker, I'm a like let's live the best life at the lowest cost, right?
Right.
Like the places I stay cost 300, 400 a night. I either get it free or I get it for that price for the whole entire week, wherever I go. And same thing with air. People will pay $2,000, $5,000 for air. I'll get it for $100. So I'm a travel hacker, VIP hacker, like live your best life, but don't spend what everybody else spends, right? Because if something costs $5,000 and you can get it for $100, you can get what? 50 trips for the
50
same
trips.
price.
Yeah.
50 trips, that's a whole entire year of traveling for the same price somebody pays one time. So, like, live your best life, find what your passion is, and then find the way to get it, right?
Always.
So F1, I wait. So, I have here's my other travel hack. And now I'm going to compete against all of you because I'm going to tell you my secret. Maybe I should tell you my secret after F1.
I think so, because
Yeah,
then
let's
you'll
do
be fighting
that.
against them to get the tickets, and we don't want
I'll tell you the secret after F1. Otherwise, y'all are going to be doing the same thing, and I'm going to like run into a bunch of people that flew in on great prices on air, got comps, and then like stayed and saw F1 for a discount, like I'm doing.
that.
I'll tell you all the secrets, and then you can do it next year. How about that?
Yes,
So I
yes.
have comped rooms, and then they overlook the racetrack of the Sphere, so my rooms don't cost me anything. And then when I flew, I got credited back for my flights and I flew back from Hawaii. So I got like a credit bonus back and then I stay for free. And when I was in Hawaii, it's like $300 a night. I got the whole week for $300. So the goal is like have fun, do what you love to do, but find a way to do it. Like most people take their 1 or 2 week vacation a year and then they spend all their money on it. And my goal is like to do that every single week, but at 1/50th of the cost. Right?
Yep. And you do
Right.
it all year long, and you're always in a new location. You're always seeing new things. You're always meeting new people. You're always hearing new stories. You're creating so many memories, and I'm so jealous, by the way.
Right.
First off, F1. I heard it when we were on the call last year. We were on a call while you were there, and I listened to all the cars through the mic and on video, and I watched it, even though I couldn't be there. But the experiences that you've witnessed and you've done, and you've just because you've travel hacked, you've VIP hacked, you've created all these opportunities for yourself, because 5, 10 years ago you said, I want to do this, I'm gonna do this, and you just went out and did it.
Right, I found a way. I
It's
found a way and then
a
just did it. Like, so in life, there's arbitrage, right? There's spreads, there's low prices and high prices based on supply and demand, just like anything. When, like, we teach you all, when you invest, the lower the supply, the higher demand, the price is going to go up. When there's a bigger supply and lower demand, the price is going to go down. So if you go on off season, or you go after everybody's paid full price and you wait for them to discount it, or if you get extra inventory because people decide that they can't take the trip, you get lower prices. Hint, hint. Same thing with travel. So on airlines, like Tuesday's the best day to book. So what's good about today is y'all listen, get excited, get motivated. If you go to book travel today, it's probably going to be one of the lowest prices. If you wait till the holiday on Thanksgiving or the Thanksgiving weekend, the prices are all going to go up because everybody's thinking of travel at that time. The airlines raise all their prices. And when you book on that day or that weekend, all the prices are going to be 4 to 5 times more than if you try to book something right now. And then the highest travel day is Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's supposed to be the highest travel day. Everybody leaves because they get Thursday, Thanksgiving. They go spend it with family and friends. Friday is a Black Friday. It's a day off. Saturday and Sunday is the weekend. So they get a 4-day weekend and everybody travels on Wednesday. So it's the highest demand day of the whole entire year for travel.
Oh, my God.
Next Wednesday, right, on the day before Thanksgiving. And then the biggest shopping day is the day after Thanksgiving. Which That's is funny, right? But it's like the kickoff of the holiday season too. So when you all are listening, we watch, like I do research every day. I do like 1 to 3 hours of research plus working so that I can come up with new technology or improve my technology or come up with ideas, find the algos, find the spread, find a way to find the lowest, you know, entry in tokens, the lowest prices in flights, the lowest prices in hotels and travel, find different ways. But there's a neurological scientific research that when you're excited about something and you're motivated about something, your body releases dopamine. So you get excited, right?
Right.
And dopamine is supposed to give you that punch and that surge and that excitement to take action at that moment. So when something comes across you and you're happy about it and you're excited about it and it aligns with what you want to do with your life or your passions, take action at that moment. Now, if you wait too long, your logical brain kicks in and then you procrastinate and you settle and then you don't do what you were inspired to do. So if you're inspired to like create a business or start a business, or if you're inspired to invest and you get that dopamine surge, just do $10, right? We always say $10 trades, only invest with $10, start out that way. If you're inspired to fly across the country on a Tuesday, because that's the lowest price, and you have that dopamine kick, take the initiative right then. Because neurologically, your body's feeding you your excitement so that you pursue your passions and you go after what you want and go after what you desire. But travel hack it, right?
Right. Always travel hack it. VIP hack it like you do.
Right. VIP hack it, travel hack it. And so that's why we built out all the AI. It's taking the algorithm that finds the systems and strategy, if it's in travel or if it's investing, DNA, health. What other bots? We have so many bots now. But it combines the hack. It combines the algorithms. It combines systems and strategies and formulas that have been repeated over and over again, and then adds AI to it. So it's like the supercomputer on steroids, finding you what you want and finding way to, you know, pursue your passion.
Right. Right. And you created these because all of these were your passions at some point, and you're like, I want to find it. And they still, they still are. And you just create them. And you're like, okay, I'm making it easier for myself to do it and just make it easy for everyone to do it at the same
everybody
time.
Everybody else.
And so creating opportunities for yourself creates opportunities for everyone else too. So if you find something that you're passionate about, pursue it, and then you can go ahead and make it easy for everybody else too, so they can enjoy it also and have fun with it because it's your passion. Like when we're trading, we have fun with it. We love looking at the chart. By the way, go ETH. We love looking at the charts. We love finding the data. we want everyone to feel the same passion that we do. So we create ways so everybody can do it with us. And that goes for flying. That goes for DNA. That goes for party planning. That goes for everything. Everything that there's bots for now that we've created, you can go and do it too. And you can do it affordable. You can do it cheaper than anybody else for flying 1/50th of the price than what everyone else finds it for. Who doesn't want to do that?
Right? Yeah, we travel hack it. So like and also it becomes a game, right? Like we love gamifying things because people get excited when you play in life. Like you have fun in life, whatever you do, you gamify it. So like when we're trading, we gamify it. We're like, okay, let's see what's the lowest we can get in. Okay, let's see how high it can go. Oh, wow, it did it. Okay, I'm excited. Like it's a challenge. And so when I travel, I'm like, okay, what's the lowest air that I can find? Where can I go in the world right now? Anywhere in the world, you know, like I can say from here to anywhere, where's the lowest I can go? Oh, and then like everything just falls in place because you're having fun, you're looking for something that you love, your passion, and you find a way to do it. Your brain wants to fulfill your wishes. So think about, we said this before, like if you think about the color blue, everywhere you look, you're going to see the color blue. So everybody out there, as you're driving, just be careful if you're driving back home. But think about the color blue. So like look around right now, see how much blue you see. And you weren't consciously aware of it because we didn't ask you, we didn't cue your brain to look for it. Now, if you're driving on the road, we'll do some random car. Think of something that everyone recognizes, a Jeep.
Oh, that's a good
So
one.
Jeeps are pretty recognizable and they're kind of common, not common. And with wet, rainy weather, not so much. So think of a Jeep. Now, everywhere you go for the next 7 days, see how aware you are of noticing Jeeps everywhere you go.
I'll tell you from a fact, you will see them everywhere,
All
and
the
you'll only
time.
pinpoint the Jeeps.
Right. Your body and your brain will not even recognize the cars anymore because the only thing it's seeking out is a Jeep. So for the next 7 days, think about this until the time you next time you listen to the show. Think, and we'll have to mark it and we'll ask the questions. How many times did you see a Jeep? When I put it in my conscious, I saw Jeeps in the most random places that I never thought I would see them at. Like on the beach, like driving down the beach, I saw them, like, of course, on the freeway, parked next to me. I had like two Jeeps parked next to me when I thought about Jeeps. And then it's just like the most random stuff. But your brain is trying to find your desires, is trying to find what you want. And the only way, there's so much status and so much noise and static and energy going on. We have so many things going on in our life that it mutes everything, or we would go crazy because there's, you hear the sound of traffic, you hear the sound of the air conditioning, of running water, of children running down a hallway, like
Dogs
the
barking.
waves crashing on the ocean. So there's so much noise going around, there's so much lights going around, light pollution, and like the bright lights of a car driving by, or somebody flipping on their patio porch as you drive by. So there's like so many distractions that your brain mutes everything intentionally so it can focus on what it needs to focus. But if you put into it, I want to focus on Jeeps, you're going to see Jeeps everywhere. So it's the same thing on anything that you want to do or pursue or your passion or what you love. If you have that in your forethought and subconsciously, you're going to recognize people, places, and things because your brain's trying to find it and seek it for you, and it's making it aware of it, just like it would the color blue or a Jeep. So if you want to know about something like, okay, I want to learn about AI, you're going to see AI
Everywhere,
everywhere,
everywhere.
everywhere,
Like you're gonna
everywhere.
be scrolling like you usually do on Instagram every morning or every night before you go to bed or when you wake up. You're gonna be scrolling on Instagram and all you're gonna see is the AI posts, and you're gonna fall in love, and you're gonna find ideas, or you're gonna be on TV and you're gonna see AI, and you're gonna be watching a movie and you're gonna notice all the AIs, and you're gonna find all these little things of AI, and they're just gonna start popping up in your life without you even noticing them.
Right. So
Right?
whatever, so they do the same thing with the algorithm on your feed. So like if I'm curious about an F-150 truck, oh, let's just go back to Jeeps. Now, if I think about Jeeps and I happen to notice one Jeep, they'll recognize that you paused at that ad or that display on IG or Twitter or TikTok or wherever you did. That you pause, like most people will scroll, right? Scroll, 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 and they'll scroll in milliseconds. But if you pause longer on one of them than you do more so on the others, it'll start giving you that feed that's similar to what you paused on. So if I'm scrolling and I see a Jeep and I'm like, aha, there's a Jeep. And I'm like, one, 1,000, two, 1,000, three, 1,000. I'm not doing it consciously. I'm just pausing, acknowledging I see a Jeep and it pauses. Now the algorithms that are picked up on what my preference is going to start feeding me a lot of Jeeps because it's going to mimic what I was interested in.
Right.
Well, the brain does similar, same thing. So it's just kind of mimicking what neurologically we do, but it's playing it out in the real world on the algorithms on Instagram and X and TikTok and anything else that you're interested in. If you're interested in, I don't know, like rock and roll music or something, and you like those are the things you look at, your feed is going to be filled with that. If you're interested in Lamborghinis and you search for Lamborghinis and you pause on a Lamborghini, your feed is going to be filled with that. If you're interested in business ideas, your feed is going to be filled with that. So it's the same thing with your brain. Your brain works the same way. And socials, you know, all the ones that we look at to get that dopamine fix, that adrenaline fix, feeds the same way and mimics what our brain does. And so it gives you that dopamine spark because you saw something that you're interested in, and then you like it and you get excited about it. The dopamine kicks in and it feeds it to you again, and then more dopamine feeds in. And then basically, the reason the dopamine's kicking in is because it's telling you this is a cause to action. Do something about it. We're not just feeding you the dopamine so you can say, oh, pretty picture, scroll. Oh, pretty picture, scroll. It's because you're thinking of something and you're interested in something. So take action and pursue it. Find a way.
Always find a way, right? And there's always a way to do it. When there's a will, there's a way. And when you have that, and when you have that drive, that dopamine kick, and you see it, you feel it, you imagine it, you see it when you close your eyes, there is a way to get it. It's not impossible. You go there and you say, oh, you know what? I want that. I want that Lamborghini. I want that Jeep. You'll find a way to go to that dealership. You'll test drive it. You'll feel it out. You'll be like, okay, I love this thing. I'm gonna get it. You're gonna go and you're gonna find a way when you get home the next day. I came up with this great idea. I'm gonna use this and I'm gonna go get it. I'm gonna go take a loan, or I'm gonna go and have fun with my friends, and I meet somebody who owns this exotic car rental company, and then I have a Lamborghini for a day. There's always going to be a way that you're going to get it when you have that dopamine kick, when you have that feeling, that rush, that need for something, and you see it everywhere, and you want it, you want it, you want it. You're going to get it. You have to put in the effort to get it, though.
Right. I mean, it puts it at the top of your goals. And the way that we learn and we grow is trying to go after and achieve those goals because our brain is creating new neural pathways to solve a problem, to find something that you have a passion for. But it's also going to like go, okay, if that's my outcome and that's my goal, I really want to pursue this business. And to pursue this business, I'm going to get that dopamine kick to get the incentive to start today. And then it just takes one thing. I'm going to start and buy my first domain name. So that's like the start of it. And my ultimate outcome may be that beautiful car, but the path that we take along the way to get to our outcome is actually where we grow and learn and become the better person that we are because we're reaching for something. We're reaching for the reward at the end, but the reward from that day one, taking action and moving towards our goal and fulfilling it and pursuing our passions to get to that reward is where we actually get the most growth and learn the most and become the person that we're supposed to be. And the more experiences you have, the more successes you have, the easier it gets. And the only way to get those successes and to complete those tasks is by taking that first step. And taking that first step, we're always afraid of the unknown and a failure. But like I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that the most thing that we need to teach people and for them to understand is there are no mistakes. There is no failure. There's only trying out different ways to figure something out to make it work. And by eliminating those ways that don't work, we come up with a successful one. I'm sorry, I'm so tired. We come up with a successful one. So there may be like a billion different ways to solve something. And if everyone's afraid to fail, they'll never try that one time. There are no failures. There's only attempts towards success. And they're learning lessons. And Now that you've tried one way and it don't work, you try another way and maybe that doesn't work. And then you try another way, maybe that doesn't work. But maybe the fourth try, you figure it out. But now you just laid a foundation. The next time that problem comes up or that idea comes up, you have a solution on how to do it because you tried three other times, the fourth one worked, and now you do the successful one again and it works on the first try because you've laid the foundation, you tried it out. You figured out the pathway and you've moved forward. So we always want like these beautiful things and that these are our inspiration to move forward. We want like beautiful beaches and blue water and palm trees and nice houses and cars and being with family and friends. And these are our end goal, right?
Right.
But to get to your end goal, what is your passion that you would love to wake up and do every day for free because it's something that you love to do and it'll bring you to that end goal? That's your reward. So the way that we're measuring our success is like what we get on an end goal, but in the process that we're going through, it makes us a better person, helps other people around us. You grow, you learn, you stack your successes on top of each other. And every time you go to attempt something new, it's easy to do it after that. But it just takes that first step. And so when you're thinking about what you love and what your passion is and what you want, you put it into your brain becomes aware of it. It's looking for Jeeps everywhere. And now you're noticing Jeeps everywhere. If I wanted to become an airplane pilot, I'll like sign up for ground school. I'm going to run into a bunch of pilots and air traffic controllers and flight attendants and people that travel are going to come into my life because I'm aware of it. My brain's making me aware of it. So the conversations I start will be about those things. And so it compounds and makes me even more, I guess,
Passionate,
yeah,
aware.
that I'm going to pursue that. It's giving me signs because those people are coming into my life, but my brain is aware of it. So, like, whatever you love to do, try it. Like, step out of your comfort zone. It takes one baby step. If it's a business, find your domain name. If it's, like we said, if you want to learn how to swim, put your toe in the water. If you want to learn about something, start a course. You know, do something that just takes like one tiny step. You don't have to be the CEO of a major corporation that does billions on the day one. You just have to like come up with the idea and create your URL, your domain name the first day. But when we stack all our successes on top of each other, then it becomes really easy after that. You know, you start a business, you go through the learning curve, you try things out. Step four, you succeed, you move on to the next step, just like a game. You know, when you're playing a game, you're on the lowest level, you're level one. You overcome the challenges on level one, you move on to level two, you overcome the challenges on level two, you move to level three, overcome the challenges. If you went to restart the game as a new player, you'd whip right through level
Oh,
one, two, and
yeah.
three because you've already played it. So life is the same way. Once you stack those experiences and those successes on to who you are, you grow and learn from those. Now it's like really easy. I could like create 20 domains right now.
I got a spam call in the middle of the show. Can you believe
Right?
it? It's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'm getting
Oh,
a spam call.
no. So you can do you can create anything that you want. You can find anything you want. You can pursue your passion by just starting that one thing and you level up each time. And I know we're talking very like philosophical and scientific. But the thing is like everybody out there has something that they want to do or who they want to be or what they want to pursue or time they want to get back or a type of life that they envision. And it's all within reach. It's just taking that first step and then deciding what you want and how to do it. And our goal is like, I love to pursue certain passions and I love to master them and figure them out. And if I'm able to create that and help other people utilize it or create their own, then I'm succeeding.
Right.
So if like I travel hack and I lead by example that you can be anywhere in the world for like $100 to $500, and most mortgages are 5 to 6 grand, and I can be anywhere in the world. I can be in the Caribbean or in Hawaii or in Europe, for like $30 to $50 a day. And I'm like able to walk out and touch the sand and see the ocean, or I can be an F1, or I can be anywhere in the world. And most mortgages are like $5,000 to $6,000 a month, but I'm travel hacking it and being in the most beautiful places in the world for 1/10 of the cost. So if whatever you are doing, whatever you are passionate about, whatever you want to pursue, there's a way to do it. It's just taking that first step. And if it's not aligning with you, it's probably because you're chasing the goal versus chasing the dream, right? If we're going after just the car, or we're just going after the big house, yes, there's ways to find it, there's ways to do it, but there's the path along the way that makes you who you are. There's finding the passion that you want to pursue to get you to that end goal. The end goal is your reward. But
Right.
the path along the way is the person that you became, that you evolved, that you grew, the people that you met, experienced, the people that you helped, that helped you, like the learning experiences, the memories that you created, the family and friends that you were able to have fun with along the way. That's why they always say the journey is one of the best parts. That you experience the journey, that's where you learn and grow and create memories from. And then when you get to that end goal and you got that house and you got that Lamborghini or whatever your end goal was, it's like, oh,
Oh, that was easy.
that was easy, but like that wasn't the best part. The best part was the journey along the way.
Right. And if
What
you think
took
about,
me.
right, if you think about like a game, right, and what we life is a game, and it's the steps along the way. And if you think about it, you get most of your achievements in life getting to your end goal. You get one achievement at the end, but you get hundreds, thousands, millions of achievements, these small little victories along the way to get to that end goal. So you're stacking up all these achievements, and I met this person. I made that's a goal I've had for a long time. I've done this. I've solved this problem. You get all these little achievements on your belt, and then you get to that final goal, and it's nothing compared to all those other achievements that you got along the way that made you who you were to get that. It's the passage. It's the learning. It's the people. It's the experiences. It's sharing it with everyone else along the way. That's where you get the most enjoyment. The end, once you do it once, you can go do it 100 other times.
Right. Yeah. You stack those successes, and then it becomes easy the next time. Then you get bored with it. You're like, oh, that was way too easy. I need a bigger challenge now. So, but you learned, you figured it out, you grew, you evolved, you became a better person. And now when you go to attempt it, you have successes on your belt and you're not scared anymore. And you try it again, There's no fear. Like everyone's always going to have fear. Like, what if I fail? What if that? What if this? There are no mistakes. There is no failure. There's only learning. And if you can see life as that we don't fail, we do not make mistakes, we learn from them. And then if we learn from them, we understand that wasn't the right path. Let's try another one. That one is the right path. We learned. If we didn't attempt and try it out, we wouldn't have known. We just sat there dormant, not doing anything, settling with our life and not pursuing what we love to do. But when you step out and go after what you're passionate about and you put that thought into your brain, I want to see Jeeps, you're going to see Jeeps everywhere. Going out and looking and searching for Jeeps does not cost you a penny.
Nope.
Going out and thinking about Jeeps and seeing them everywhere where you go doesn't cost you any emotional time.
Right.
Going out and thinking about Jeeps and looking everywhere doesn't affect you like mentally. The only thing it does is make you aware that that was easy. Now, let me try. What's something exciting? Let me try. No, I won't do that though.
Skydiving?
Do your own research, not financial advice. This is educational purposes only. Do not take high risk without. No, but seriously, no. Okay, that's one that I'm staying away from. I'm sure I'm sure that might be something that I have a huge passion for, but I also have a big fear. So you could think of like the thing I want to pursue. So what do I want to think of? I want to learn how to invest. Then everywhere you go, you're going to have all this knowledge and videos and things coming through, and you have to screen through all of them and then find the ones that resonate most with you, and then you pursue that. If I want to go to Fiji, everywhere I go, I'm probably going to see like an ad for Fiji pop up, and I'm going to see an airline discount come over my email, and I'm going to see an ad go on X, or like all those things will pop up. If I want to learn about building out a house, all of the, and I want to build it with my bare hands and I want to learn construction.
Oh
I'm going to
God.
see like videos about building houses are going to come over on YouTube all the time. I'm going to run into people who have built a house. I'm going to run into people who have knowledge and are like in lumber or something. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to bump into an electrician. I'm going to bump into a plumber. I'm going to have conversations that my brain, because I'm aware of it and I'm interested in it. So whatever you're trying to pursue, it always starts first with your thought. And if you want to seal that thought, write it down. And once you write it down, take one step. Start the domain, Google the information, look it up on AI, watch a video. And then after you do that, it becomes part of who you are, and more information comes to you, and then you expand on it. So it's really easy to go and do what you love to do. There's a way to find it. If your outcome and your end goal is that big house, there's a way to get to that path. You could like go out and buy the house tomorrow, yes, but then there's also a way to get to that path. If your passion is to travel, like I travel hack, I love traveling. That's one of my favorite things. It's a tax write-off because I travel. I have a bot that's a travel bot. I find the best deals. I don't like stay in a shack. I stay in hotels that are $300 a night, but I get the whole entire week for $300. I fly first class while everybody else paid 2 grand and I pay $150. So it's not that I'm like getting a lower level or lower quality. I get exactly what everybody else has. I just mastered the way to travel hack. Because an airline has to fill up a plane. So they're going to fill up the most expensive seats first. Everybody's going to pay full price. And then they're going to fill up the rest of the plane. And then they're going to have empty seats that they still need to fill because now it's just pure profit. Or when they start a new flight and the flight is empty, they're going to encourage people to book it at a discounted rate so that they can fill up the plane. And then the remaining seats become a higher price. It depends on how much activity they have on that flight. So the price of the seat next to me could be sold for $20 or it can be sold for $2,000. It's just a matter of if you find it at the right time and you find a way to find it at the lowest price. You can all pay $2,000 for it, but I'm only going to pay $20 for it. So there's a will, there's a way, there's everything in life, whatever we want to do, there's a billion different ways to solve what we're trying to pursue or find or do or be. But it starts first with that thought and that curiosity. And from that thought and curiosity, then we are able to pursue what we love to do. So we're here to like have fun today and inspire because we've been working a lot. And if you don't love what you're doing and you don't have a passion for other things too, that like if all you do is work all the time, then you're not going to be inspired because everyone's working to pursue their passions, right? Like that's the reason why people go out and make money is so they can live the life that they want to. But if you're working 20 hours a day, and you don't get to experience the beauty at the same time or find the passion and find what you love to do, then all that work is for naught. So we want to be able to have a work-life balance, but we also want to pursue our passions, grow, evolve, become who we're supposed to be on that journey, but also enjoy that journey and have fun and laugh and gamify it and make it exciting and do the things that you love to do so you can enjoy the things that you also want to experience.
Right. Who doesn't want to enjoy the path to get to their final end goal, right? Like if you don't enjoy what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, and you can't find the enjoyment in it, and you can't and you don't want to sit in an office 24/7, or you go 9 to 5, you don't want to do that anymore. There's probably a way for you to get out of that, right? And if you want to travel more, but you don't have the money, and it's too expensive, and it's costing you $2,000 a flight, there's a way to fix that. You can travel this weekend if you want. You go, I'm booking today. I want to go away this weekend. The weekend, or I want to go away Thanksgiving weekend, and you want to book now. Bam, you can do it for $20, $50, $150, whatever you want. You can find a way to do it. There's ways out there, and you can create your own ways, and you can create those experiences. And even if you go, I want to just get away for the weekend. You don't have to take a flight. You can drive down to the beach. That could be your way to get away. And that's just you're paying gas, and you're used to paying gas. That's something that people do every day when they go to work, or when they go to the grocery store. That's something that's common that you're used to, and you're used to driving. And it's probably and if it's an hour away, it's an hour away. You can go for the day. You can go for the week. You can take that time off. You understand what you're doing, and that can be your first step to taking that flight, to going away every weekend, to exploring the world. That could be your gateway into it. And if you find that excitement, and you have that excitement inside of you, and you know it's there, and you enjoy it, and you do it every day, and you're passionate about it, and you have fun doing it, you wake up every day and you want, I want to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm so excited to get started on this, then you will enjoy it, and you will progress in it faster than anybody. The person beside you will be like, how are you doing that so quick? Because you're passionate about it, because you're having fun with it. And when you have fun, you get things done better and faster and more effectively. That's how the brain works.
So I'll give a little treats.
Oh.
Okay, so right now, if you wanted to book LA, because a lot of our listeners are based out of LA, and you wanted to go to Hawaii, there's flights for $116 LA to Hawaii on December 9th, direct. American has it for 116. United has it for 139. It's a direct flight.
Oh my
And
gosh.
then there's LA to Lihue for 144 on the same day.
Oh my
So
God.
they're base flights. Like what our bots do is they find the lowest flight anywhere, and then you book it directly with the airline. When you book it directly with the airline, you do your upgrades. If you want a different seat or you want baggage or whatever you want, you're able to do the upgrades, but you book it directly with the airlines. But we scan 13 months out all the airlines, all the locations, all the destinations, and then it finds the lowest price for all 13 months, and then it finds what airline it's on. So it takes all of the web, all of the airline sites, all the specials, scans all of it, combines with AI, and then finds the lowest price everywhere. So if you want to fly on New Year's Eve on December 31st, you can go LA to Hawaii for 139.
Oh my God, that's always the most expensive time to travel to,
And
like, go places.
you would make it there in time for New Year's Eve because you would land at 9 o'clock.
Oh my God.
So, and then if you wanted to go, this is just fun. If you want to go January 7th, it's 116 LA to Hawaii. Now, the flights, if everybody books it today, the flights aren't going to be 116 anymore. American is having on January 7th, it's LA to Hawaii for 116. That's to Honolulu. And you book it directly with American. American is that's the base price, and then you upgrade when you book it on directly. Let's find something else. Let's do Snowbirds, right? They
Oh,
do
me.
what's oh my God, LaGuardia. So New York. Let's do New York. John F. K. JFK. Let's do JFK to the Bahamas.
Oh, that's a common place to go to.
I'm curious. Let's see what that's going to be. $124.
Oh my
So
God.
you can fly from New York to the Bahamas for 124 on January 7th, 124 on December 10th. It looks like they're pretty much only $124. So right now they're having flights in December and January from New York to the Bahamas for $124.
Oh my God.
So people think that you have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, but if you go, these are like 3 to 5 hour trips. And if you're in California and you drive to Vegas, that's a 4.5 hour trip, right?
Right.
Gas alone would cost probably about $75 to $100 one way, and you're getting a flight for the same price. So where you can be anywhere in the world, you can go to Hawaii or you can go to the Caribbean or you can go to Europe for like $100 to $200 for the base price, and then you just add your luggage and your seats on top of that, or and if food if you need food also. But you're not limited on anything that you want to do because you think that price is an obstacle. The only thing that you may be limited is on time, but if you're pursuing your passion and you're doing what you love to do, you'll find a way, you'll find the time. And if you are able to work remote, then you can work from anywhere in the world,
Right.
right? So we wanted to have a little bit of fun.
We have fun every day, but this is more fun for you.
All right, we want to inspire you all because, like, everybody is working so hard to get to the end goal when you can have your end goal right now. If you want to reward yourself with travel, you can reward yourself with travel for $100 right now. Now, think about it. If you spend $10 on Starbucks every day, like my matcha, I get it comped though, so it was free. I just have to tip. Tip is important, karma. But if I spent $10 on my matcha every day, in 30 days, I would have spent $300 on Starbucks. That would have been a round trip plus airfare on going to Hawaii. So if I just don't drink matcha for a month, I don't drink it every day, but hypothetically, if I drank a coffee from Starbucks every day in 30 days, I would have spent $300. That's more expensive than a round trip flight to Hawaii. That's more expensive than a round trip flight to the Caribbean. So you can reward yourself and get that dopamine fix with a trip versus with a drink. Everything in life, we're seeking out dopamine, we're seeking out adrenaline, we're seeking out ways to make ourselves excited and happy and feel better. You can do it every single day with small things, walking on the beach, looking for a Jeep, seeing a Jeep on the street. You can get these dopamine fixes, these adrenaline fixes without having to scroll. You can actually go out and experience it and be there on the beach in Hawaii, white sand with the palm trees for $100, right?
Right.
There's a way to do your end goal now while you're going through what you're going through. But the market, remember we have key dates. We want to wrap it up with the market. Go ETH. We're
Go
very
ETH.
optimistic long term. Trading investing only takes $10. If you invest $10 a day and you started in April, $10 a day, $300 would have four times, you would have had $1,200. That's what? That's
That's a
four
lot of.
trips that you could have went to Hawaii with. So everything can start with just $10. Anything can start with $10. Pursue the passion that you love. You can buy a domain with $10. You can start trading and investing with $10. You can drink your matcha for $10. You can save the month of drinking your coffee and go to Hawaii. You know, like it does not take much. It just starts with that thought, that passion, that idea of what you want to pursue, what you love, and you start on that path right now. But we're very optimistic on the markets. Remember,
Yes.
long term, key dates, key dates, key dates. We're also going to probably do, since F1 will be over by the time we broadcast next Tuesday, I'll probably do clips of F1 so y'all can listen. But we're gonna key dates. The 21st, a key date because it's 2 weeks before the Fed meets. And if the Fed, they anticipate rate cuts, we should have a rally in the market. Do your own research, not financial advice. That's November 21st. December 1st, volume comes into the market. Everyone gets paid. There's volume in the market. December 5th, the Fed is meeting. If they cut rates, we should have a bounce in the market. Do your own research, not financial advice. December 14th, we usually have volume in the market in trading and investing in the financial markets and in crypto every single year. December 14th is a key date. So we have three big key dates coming up. yes, we've had a pullback. Yes, we've been range trading. This always happens. When there's uncertainty in the market, it's cheaper to get in, long-term hold. We're looking for volume. Do your own research, not financial advice. People are, good crypto laws are coming out. People are moving towards stable coins. More people are investing. We're very optimistic. Go ETH.
Go ETH.
Go ETH with your profits in the future, long-term hold. Book that trip to Hawaii or to the Caribbean or wherever you want to go in the world, to Greece. but enjoy your week. If you're F1, wave, say hi, see the cars, have fun, have a blast, and happy Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.